In this bulletin, Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout well behind schedule. The World Health Organization says violence against women is endemic. And the Tokyo Olympics to go ahead without international spectators. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is well behind schedule. In January, Prime Minister Scott Morrison suggested 4 million Australians would be vaccinated by the end of March. With just over 2 weeks until the end of the month, just over 100,000 people have received inoculations. Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says unlike other countries, Australia can afford to take its time.
This is not a race. We have no burning platform in Australia. We are taking it as quickly and carefully and safely as we can. We're not like the US or the UK or any most other countries in the world where they've got people in hospital dying. We can take our time, set up our systems, do it safely and carefully.
The World Health Organization says violence against women is endemic in every country and culture. It's released the largest ever study on the prevalence of violence against women, which has found 1 in 3 women will experience physical or sexual violence in their lifetime. The WHO Director General is Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Violence against women is not just criminal. It has long-lasting implications for the physical, mental, sexual, and reproductive health of women. Injuries, depression, anxiety, unplanned pregnancies, and sexually transmitted infections, including HIV, are just some of the health issues that survivors of violence must live with.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again stressed the importance of the rule of law when asked about the Attorney General Christian Porter. Mr. Morrison continues to reject calls for an independent inquiry into historic rape allegations, which Mr. Porter strenuously denies. He says all Australians are equal before the law.
No Australian faces a different law to any other Australian. If anyone here at this press conference was accused of a matter, you would face the same process that the Attorney General would, and you would have the same rights and the same presumptions made about you as he would. Now, that's fair. That's the fair go you get under our rule of law in this country. And I, for one, will not be one to undermine it.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will join the heads of the United States, Japan and India later this week in an online meeting of the so-called Quad. The virtual summit will be the first leadership-level meeting since the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue was established in 2007. The Prime Minister will be joined by US President Joe Biden, Japanese leader Yoshihide Suga and India's Narendra Modi. The four nations are expected to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and secure supply lines. New Zealand's opposition leader Judith Collins is calling for a trans-Tasman travel bubble that would allow Australians to travel to New Zealand. At the moment, it's a one-way arrangement with New Zealanders able to visit Australia without having to quarantine. National Party leader Judith Collins has told TVNZ it's time to let Australians travel across the Tasman.
Australia is able to open their borders to New Zealanders, and they have been able to close them when there's any COVID cases over here. We could do the same. We've got 40% of our tourism is actually dependent on Australians.
A television station in Bangladesh has appointed its first transgender news anchor in a move it hopes will help to change society. Activist Tashnuva Anan Shishir made her debut on Monday, and she has urged families in Bangladesh to be more accepting of transgender people. The actor admits she has been struggling to pay bills her whole life and describes how her first news broadcast went.
I am very lucky that both government and non-government officials waited for my news. I was very nervous. I was feeling so emotional, and I had in my mind that I must overcome this ordeal, this final test anyhow.
Japan's government has decided to stage the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics without overseas spectators due to COVID-19. Tokyo has been under a state of emergency due to the pandemic, which has strained medical services. This comes as the International Gymnastics Federation cancelled the artistic all-around World Cup due to be held in Tokyo in May. The World Cup was also a test event for the Olympics in the summer. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the nation at the moment. In Perth, a possible storm, 32 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, where it's 27. Fine weather in Melbourne, 21 for you. 21 for you in Hobart as well, much the same. In Canberra, it's partly cloudy and 26. It's also cloudy in Wollongong, 23 for you. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Cloudy as well in Newcastle, 27. In Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31. 31 as well in Cairns, partly cloudy. And 32 in Darwin, where there's a shower or two about and a possible storm. This is Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like more analysis as well as access to special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.